All right, so I'm surfing the web and I come across this video on YouTube. And take a look at what it is. It's the starfield, the iconic starfield from Star Trek, right? With the rainbows and everything while you're at warp. And I thought, now, can I build this in XAML? Why? Because the mountain is there. All right, so let's see if we can do it. I've got a template 10 blank project and with nothing added to it. And so I'm gonna, it's outer grid. I'm gonna take its background is going to be white. And the inner grid here, I'm gonna make it a background to be black. Now we're gonna do some stuff. So grid.row equals one. So now it's down here. I don't want it to be so big. So its width is gonna be 800 and its height is gonna be 600. Make sense? And now it's already centered for me. Now, so this is where stars are going to move, right? That's my viewport. And as stars are moving, I don't want them to come outside of the viewport. So I'm going to create a clipping area. And so that is a grid.clip. And with a rectangle geometry, with rect, who has four values. The first is a point where to begin, and the next one is 800 by 600, the point where it ends. So it's building a rectangle. All right, perfect. So the last thing is this is going to be a container that holds all the stars, which are just going to be ellipses, and then we'll manipulate them. And so we'll start with because this, all think of the math. It goes far away. It comes at you at different angles depending on where it is in the screen. That's a pain in the butt. But fortunately, XAML already does this with Transform 3Ds. And since this is the container, this doesn't get a transform 3D, this gets a perspective transform, so it defines what everything is going to be doing inside it. Unfortunately, you can't declare a star field. I'm telling you what, if I were in charge, you'd be able to declare a star field in XAML, but you can't. All right, so I'll go here, I'll say loaded. All right, so in the loaded, I want to go ahead and we're going to create a star, just like that. And so in this method of creating a star, I'll say var star equals new ellipse, just like that. And it'll have a height of 20, oops, that's a comma, a width of 20, a fill of colors.white.2 back brush. And finally, it will have a transform 3D. Composite transform 3D. All right, so which we will come back to later. And then finally, that grid, oh, wait a minute. I didn't give that grid a name. What's going on here? I've got one too many or one too few. Closing grid. There we go. Does this ever happen to you too? There. No? I gotta have how many closing brackets do I actually need? How about that? Got it, finally. All right, so remember the grid? Our grid back here, I forgot to give it a name. We'll call it Star Grid. Well, that is quite a name. We'll call it Star Grid. How did I possibly type that? All right, so I'll say right here, stargrid.children, add star. All right, so now when I run this, and that's what I'm going to do, I'll create the first star. It'll be added to that grid. It's just an ellipse. It's just an ellipse. That's it. Come on. There it is. Right in the middle, right? And so now I want to move it around left and right. And I don't want to move it around left and right using a regular transform. I want to use this transform 3D var x equal. I'm going to need a random. I'm going to need a random. So I'll say random, call it random, equals new random. And I'll get this, we'll seed it from date time ticks. And then I could say random dot, and you know what? I'm going to need a range. We'll say it's 1,000. Random.next equal from anywhere between negative range to positive range. Right? So negative 1,000 to 1,000 in this case. And then y is going to be the same thing. And it will create it as well. So this will move it back and forth. And then down here, I'll say translate x equals x and translate y equals y. All right, so let me just show you what that looks like. It'll be in a random location. Oh, 1,000 might actually be off the screen. Let's hope not. All right, it's way over there. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to push it back away from me. Translate z equals negative, let's push it back 5,000 three-dimensional pixels, whatever that actually translates into. It's pretty awesome. All right, so now it'll happen again, but see how much smaller it is. That's okay. It's going to come at me now. And the way it comes at me is I'm going to create an animation. So var a equals new double animation. And it's going to do two things. 2 equals 500. That's how far forward it's going to go. And then next one is from, not from, 2, then duration equals time span dot from seconds. It's going to take 1 second to get to me. And then I'll say storyboard dot set target for this animation to star dot transform 3D. And then storyboard dot set property that I want it to change, right? So this is an animation, but I want to set it to do something. And this is an actual string path. So I got a TRANSLATEZ. Got it. Translate Z. So it's going to translate in from wherever it is, right? In this case, we know it's -5,000 to 5,000 in 1 second. It'll do all the work for me. Var s equals new storyboard. And then I can say s.children.add the animation. S dot begin, and then that is the animation, right? So it'll take 1 second to do it. Let's watch it. This is one star. I mean, don't get me wrong, creating a star is a big deal, but not a XAML star. Whoa, did you see it come at us? Did you see that the angle was correct? That's because of this transform 3D. I don't have to think about anything because of that transform 3D. All right, so we're gonna need a bunch of these stars, obviously. One more thing. S dot complete. Whenever that has completed, I want to make sure that we don't still have this. Let's see. The star grid doesn't have the star. Otherwise, it's going to be expensive. The other thing is star grid dot. No, now. And let's just encourage garbage collection, shall we? It might automatically do it, but we're creating stars at a frantic rate. All right. So now here, this is okay, but I need to say var timer equals new dispatch timer, right? Let's say it's interval equals time span from milliseconds, and let's try and create 100 per second. Timer dot tick then we'll call. Do it like this, because we'll call create star, and then timer.start. All right. Da-da-da. So now it will continually create 100 stars per second, right? Will the subsystem be able to keep up with all that? That's not really the question. We could melt this machine down for all I care. We just want to create a star field, right? All right, look at that. Now, do you see how some of them every once in a while, I look like they hit the screen. All right, so we don't want that. So what we want to do, I'll do that right here. I have this cool method over here that I've already written because I prepare for these sorts of things, you know. And that determines whether or not a point is inside a circle. And so the trick is I want to create a circle where they don't create it or don't get built in, and it'll kind of go around me. And so right here, I'll just say while inside. While my point XY is inside a circle whose radius is 500, right, then what am I going to do? I am going to just generate it again until it's outside. No big deal. It can. This is C#. It can do this sort of math in its sleep. All right, so now I'll tell you what's interesting. I'm not going to start it. I just want you to see it draw the points. It will draw a 1,000 by 1,000 grid, and it will keep this circle right in the middle. Watch. You can see it's starting to draw them all. Now remember, this is 5,000. Is it -5,000 points away from me, and it's starting to fill up. And you can sort of see a circle right there in the middle. Well, I don't think this is 100 points per second, but that's no big deal. All right. See that? That's pretty cool, isn't it? All right, so now it's creating these. These are what will be animated toward me. None of those will look like they hit my screen and give me this sort of a weird feel, and that's not what I want. All right, so let's keep going. Let's see what it looks like here. Nothing hits the screen is what we're hoping to see. All right, but this isn't good enough. Why isn't this good enough? Because do you remember in, let's see, did I, Did I close that? No, here it is. Warp drive. Remember this? Look how they're stretched and long, and their opacity is different. And you can, the stars behind it are one thing, but this is this rainbow thing. I want to do all of that. I want to do all of that. And so we're gonna need to do that. Let's see. I think 500 might be too big, to be honest. I'm gonna try 250 and see if that looks all right. I think it will. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, and the negative 5,000, if this is negative 15,000, then when I create them, they'll be farther back, smaller, it'll take the same amount of time to travel, it'll look like we're going a little bit faster. Oh yeah. Oh, that is really, really nice. That's really nice. And now I'm going to increase the range to 2,000. So the overall star field away from me is twice as wide, and it'll feel more immersive, I hope. Yeah, it's subtle, but I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Now, let's go right here. I've just created the star. All right, if inside. So now I want to leave the stars at the far distance. I want to leave them white because they look good. But the close ones, X, Y, that are, what's the, so I know that nothing will be the, I changed that back. Let's see. Everything inside 1,000 is going to be the rainbow star. Okay, I like that. So first thing, star.opacity equals 0.5. So we know it was kind of fuzzy. The other thing is we know that I need to turn it. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to say star.translate3D as composite.rotatex 90. All right, so that now it is turned. All right. What about scale? Scale y, since we've turned it, we got to do y. I'm going to make it more narrow. No, y is how long it is. So equals multiple, this is a multiple now, times 1 would be the same size it already is, times 25 would make it nice and long. Yeah, that's cool. That's real cool. Oh, that's nice. All right, so let's just run it and see how this is starting to look. So this is only the ones that are close by. I make those into the long, stretchy ones. They're kind of shooting. All right, so now, clearly, they're going too fast. And so, let's see. Var duration. All right, so D-R-A-T-I-O-N equals time span from seconds. So we know that it takes 1 second. Let's see. I want all of them to be slower. So I'm going to say the ones on the outside, they could take 5 seconds to get to make it. So that's slow. Because the ones on the inside are going to move fast, right? So that's right, not here, down here. And then right here, I'll just say, for the inside ones, I'll say duration equals time span from seconds, and I'll make them 3 instead of 5. All right, so that's a nice long time, too. That may not be right. And then we'll change that to use the variable. So now the long, skinny ones, those should travel much. See, there's one. They're traveling faster, and the outside ones are traveling considerably slower. Your brain sees it, even if your eye doesn't. All right, so see how they're white? See how they're white? They got to be longer, too. They got to be a lot longer. They got to be 50 times the size. And they'll get longer as they come closer to the screen. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. All right. Now, I have a, that is awesome. It's so close, so close. All right, so let's go back to XAML. And in, let's see, page.resources. All right, I'm going to add a brush. Now, I've got this brush already defined, and I don't want to have to recreate it here. It's so easy. It's just a linear brush that I'm calling rainbow brush. And it starts with red, goes to orange, then to yellow, then to lime, then to blue, right? Each one is a 20%. And it looks really, really nice. So it's called Rainbow Brush, and I only want to apply it to the ones that are right here, the inside ones. And so all I say is star.fill equals, and I go get it from resources. I have to get it by name. And in this case, it's just a brush. That's the base, but it works fine. All right, so now I've filled them with a rainbow brush. So wait till you see this. So that white stretch is no longer a white stretch. That white stretch is now going to be a rainbow stretch. Watch this. Oh my gosh. It's like I'm in the Enterprise. Oh wait, I see that they're slightly different, aren't they? The colors aren't right. They're up and down instead of left and right. Now I can fix this easy. Let me show you how. All right, come on, Visual Studio, come back to me. Let me show you how. I will change the direction that it's going, right? It goes 0, 0 to 1, 0. So that's it's going straight 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0. 1, 0, go straight down. I want it to go to the left, right? And so I'll say 0, 1. Now, when we do this, let's see. I'm going to change the timing. Let me add one extra zero here for a second. A few more stars for a minute. Might actually end up being the same number without taxing the system quite as much. All right, so now, yeah, see how they're red at the front and blue at the back? Red at the front and blue at the back. Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh my gosh, that is so gorgeous. All right, I'm going to change this, and I'm kind of curious if this works. What if I just call create star 3 times, 10 times a second? Oh, that's much better. Look at them all. Look at it! Oh my gosh, it's absolutely gorgeous. From this, you could do whatever you want. Remember, this is me trying to demonstrate how to use Transform 3D. You can do parallax effects as well as move things in a three-dimensional space. This is a 2D namespace, but it moves things inside a three-dimensional space. In fact, let me show you how the app that I wrote that kind of, when I did this before the video, right? This is the one, and let me show you how it looks. And remember, this is just fun. Right, so there's the star field. Looks about the same, hopefully, to you. You can have all kinds of fun, including making it on the bridge. Very cool. XAML can do it. You can too. Best of luck.